Between the mountains and the sea, the city and the country, Virginians have many stories to tell.
The river it's been a huge part of my life.
None of us were landed gentry. None of us made a fortune.
I was born in the house up here on top of the hill. That was in 1928.
The Virginia Historical Society wanted to capture the diversity of the state and find a way to document the stories that won't make the textbook.
This is the largest state-specific crowdsourced film of its kind.
Jeff Boddicker is producer of Virginia Voices.
So this isn't just oral history. People are showing us their lives. So not only are people talking about their lives, but we also see it. And we see it literally through their lens. It's very first person approach.
I asked my wife to marry me right there. And then several months later, I married her right there. This is one of my favorite places in the whole world.
Boddicker has been traveling around the state since last August, visiting more than 50 cities and towns to film residents and encourage others to make their own videos. Four questions help guide contributors and will shape the documentary.
What's your family history? What are your hopes? What's in your backyard? And what's your favorite place?
Boddicker says they didn't want to record subjects easily found with a Google search. Instead, they discovered people and places by talking to residents who made recommendations or had good stories themselves. One trip took them to the Capron home of Nottoway Nation Chief Lynette Alston.
What's in my backyard? The essence of all my ancestors. How they were able to manage. So I feel their strength. There's power here. There's fulfillment here.
Another segment includes sweeping aerial footage of the Shenandoah Valley. In this story, pilot Rock Scobo shares what's in his backyard. Thousands of pieces of an airplane last flown by his fiancée, Jane Wicker.
You know, they say that everything happens for a reason. I don't know what the reason is for this. I probably will never know. You know, I was standing right there when it happened, and I was in disbelief then, and I'm still in disbelief. So, obviously, this is a huge reminder that it is real, and but it's still, I still can't believe it happened. I can't find a good excuse for it to happen.
Virginia Voices includes a broad range of human experiences and emotions. The project sent one of their cameras to Oscar Smith High School in Chesapeake.
I started playing football at the age of 7.
There, the football coach gave it to one of his athletes, Monty Fenner. When the camera came back, Boddicker found an inspiring linear narrative.
And it was amazing that this kid, you know, he decided to film the moment that he signed for a football scholarship to Townsend, a full ride. And he filmed leading up to it, you know, getting fitted for a suit with his uncle.
Let's roll, nephew. Let's roll, baby.
Take your jacket off. That's what I'm trying to get you.
And this all kind of revolves around football being his favorite place. So the football field is his favorite place. So it's interesting that, you know, for him, he's the first one in his family who's going to college. And that's how he's making history, and that's his family history right now.
I'm very thankful for my moms for raising us well, and I love this team. All of us, we had a good bond together. Proud of myself for doing all this. Some of my dreams are coming true. It's not done yet. I have a lot of life to live.
Fenner just moved into his dorm room at Townsend, so Boddicker sent the camera back to him to film part of this new chapter in his life. Boddicker says he hopes Fenner and others who participate in Virginia Voices feel like they're a part of something larger.
I mean, at the museum, when you look at artifacts and everything, there's so much left to the imagination, which is great, but there's so many questions, you know, that I constantly have when I'm at museums, and we just don't know because it's not documented. But here we can actually document our lives, and you can really share your life in an honest way, and people will know our hopes, you know, our failures, our dreams, and they can see that, and they can see, you know, where we've come from and how we've progressed.
Jared Speed, Reggie Cassignol,
Emily Norton,
Andrew Green.
This is Virginia, and this is our story.
For those who don't have access to equipment or a smartphone, the Virginia Voices Project is lending out cameras. And Boddicker says they're not looking for Spielberg-quality filming. What's more important is authenticity. The Virginia Voices documentary will premiere in September at the Virginia Historical Society, and all the stories collected will be included in the interactive database. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Kump, WCVE News.